630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store, a second night of violent unrest in Charlotte, where city officials will meet today with local civil rights leaders to discuss the police shooting of 43-year-old Keith Scott.
Overnight, a state of emergency declared in Charlotte. The governor deploys the National Guard.
We cannot tolerate violence. We cannot tolerate the destruction of property and will not tolerate the attacks toward our police officers.
Violent protests erupt for a second night. In the chaos, a man lays bleeding on the ground from his head. Authorities say one person was shot by another civilian outside the city's Omni Hotel. That person is on life support and in critical condition.
Correspondent Nick Valencia. The NAACP is among those calling on Charlotte police to release video of the police shooting that has sparked two nights of protest. The local NAACP president says she finds it hard to believe police accounts that 43-year-old Keith Scott had a gun.
The police department rushes to judgment. I think that African-Americans many times are demonized when in fact they're the victim. And I think that we need to all step back and wait for a complete investigation to really know what happened.
Keith and neighbors say Scott was shot by police as he waited for his son to get off the school bus. They say Scott was carrying a book, not a gun. Police say Scott got out of his car holding a gun and ignored their repeated demands to drop the weapon. There will be a term limits question on the November ballot in Montgomery County. The county circuit court judge has dismissed a legal challenge to the ballot question, which will ask voters to approve setting term limits on the county executive and members of the county council. A federal appeals court in Richmond is set to examine a challenge to Virginia's voter ID law today. The Democratic Party of Virginia says in a lawsuit that the 2013 law suppresses voting by blacks, Latinos, and young people. Have you noticed any fewer cars on the road this morning?
Today is car-free day, where people pledge to leave their vehicle at home and use other forms of transportation to get around. Nick Ramfos with Commuter Connection says the big reason why? The environment.
Because the less cars you have on the road, the less tailpipe emissions you're going to have.
And he says if you register online saying you'll be car-free, you have a chance to win gift cards and other prizes. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now, it's safe to say nobody loves commuting, but people who ride Metrorail are the least satisfied with their commutes, according to one new survey.
The latest State of the Commute survey found only 48% of Metro riders are satisfied with their commutes.
They're just reluctant to use it because of the safety issues.
Metro riders also spend more time getting to work than others, with an average commute of 48 minutes compared to 35 for people who drive to work. Nicholas Ramfos with the Transportation Planning Board says some don't mind the longer commute on the train.
A lot of folks are using that commute time to respond to emails, catch up on the reading.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Operators of the Frederick County Fair have shut down a vendor who was suspected of selling candies laced with THC, the active ingredient in marijuana. Fair directors voted to remove the booth after sheriff's deputies seized lollipops, gummies, and other sweets that field tested positive for the drug. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,294, the NASDAQ at 5,295. Sports, the Nationals' magic number to clinch the NL East is now down to 2 after a win over the Marlins. The Orioles lose their third in a row to Boston. WMAL News Time 7:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Great Debate.
The biggest political event anywhere in the world.
Monday night, live on WMAL.
Most of all, I want to say this.
Live coverage followed by your phone calls till midnight.
This is the big story.
Hear it here on WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, football is back, and it's game on. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Southeast Southwest Freeway jammed each direction. However, one, we'll start with the good news. In the 3rd Street Tunnel, DDOT crews tell me they have towed out the broken down car that was in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. So that's been open. On the westbound freeway, as you approach the 14th Street Bridge, they're still trying to clear that crash there. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, two problems remain. First, trying to get in through Chevrolet, the crash northbound DC 295, trying to get onto the BW Parkway just past 50. That's where they've stopped traffic, and they were trying to get everyone over to Kenilworth Avenue, and then you rejoin north of the crash. North of the Beltway on the BW Parkway after 197, that's where the incident, slowing in each direction. Car fire and activity, Maryland 95 southbound in delays now from 32 to get you past 216. Looks like the fire was under control. 270 south, jammed through Urbana. And then most of the way from Clarksburg down to the lane divide. Looks like lanes reopened past Old Georgetown Road. That's where we had the late clearing construction. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
First day of fall, summertime temperatures. If we don't get the upper 80s today, we'll get there tomorrow. The warm weather is going to be sticking around for the rest of the week. 10:21, that's when fall arrives, and there'll be a sun cloud mix in the sky, 85. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, increasing sunshine, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Centerville, 57 in Frederick, 69 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. A transgendered former Navy SEAL says the TSA humiliated her at a local airport. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 10 minutes from now, we'll talk to Tom Rogan of the National Review about the politics of 2016. What's the very latest? There's some interesting polls out there, by the way, this morning that may surprise you. At 7:35, we'll talk to Representative Jim Jordan about that IRS hearing yesterday. Will they impeach Koskinen? At 8:05, oh man, Diamond and Silk on the Donald Trump campaign and the events down in Charlotte. They've got a lot of things on their mind, and they're always entertaining and interesting. And at 8:35, it's Jake Tapper. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Came in to try to grab those people.
That is the sound of a CNN reporter being body slammed by a Charlotte rioter overnight in that city. The protests continued over anger at an African-American who was killed in an encounter with two undercover police officers in that city. And one of the big narratives coming out of the protests last night had to do with how the media got involved. We should also tell you that one of the protesters was shot and is in intensive care. There were original reports saying that they were killed, they were murdered in the middle of these riots last night. Now it turns out that they are in intensive care on life support. We'll see. It's a critical injury, though. And that was a civilian-involved shooting. All right, that was not a police officer shooting a protester. It was apparently, until we get more information, a protester shooting a protester, or someone who just decided to shoot into the crowd of protesters, but not a police officer. But the media had a lot of coverage last night, and they became part of the coverage. First, Megyn Kelly on her program, which airs at 9 p.m. Eastern, describes what she sees as this was all unfolding in primetime television.
The CVS has been looted, that at least two other stores have been looted, that the Ritz-Carlton is confirming to local reporters they have locked the hotel doors. The restaurant is now using furniture to barricade the windows there. And once again, eight people are in the hospital already. Seven of those are Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department police officers who have had to be taken to area hospitals.
Injuries to police officers. This comes a night after a dozen police officers were injured in the same riots. Remember when the worst problem facing Charlotte, North Carolina was who can use the bathrooms, whether they're boys, girls, or transgender? Here's a little bit more. Steve Harrigan, Fox News, engaging with the protesters on the street.
Shot, and the crowd continues to gather.
They shot him.
They celebrate.
He was shot just like everybody else. Black people get shot every day, right? It's okay for that, right? It's okay for all
our brothers and our fathers not to come home, right?
May I ask you one question while you're here?
Why?
If a man was shot about 50 yards over there, we don't know by who, why are you here?
Because I serve a purpose, sir. I serve a purpose. My father serves a purpose. My brother serves a purpose.
Are you?
I'm here because guess what? Whether I'm here, I'm in school, I'm in my car, you said, okay, a man got shot over here, right? So you basically said, why would I put myself in dangerous way?
Exactly.
Right. Oh, but guess what? I could be at work, at school, in my car. I can still get shot by the police, but I can get shot anywhere. Do you see this?
I do.
Do you see that?
Yes.
Do you see me?
Yes.
Do you see you? We are not the same. We are human. But I am black and you are white. So don't tell me not to come over here after someone.
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
A really good representation of what we saw last night. It's a lot of people yelling at each other, yelling past each other, and not talking with each other, and absolutely no leadership out of the White House from a president who was elected with, I believe, a lot of people's, if I may say, hopes that he would actually be a transformative figure with regard to race relations. And Newt Gingrich last night on Hannity said that it's just an objective fact that things are now worse because of the president's policies. His policies have failed with regard to this issue, and it's hard to see otherwise.
Looking at the situation, it's very puzzling to many people, and I'm chief among them, as to why we're not seeing more of the so-called dash cam video. Now, police have claimed that the individual had a gun, and they have claimed that he came at the officers, and the officers were well justified to defend themselves because they felt they were an imminent threat of danger. That's sort of the legal term for when you're able to use lethal force and the performance of your duties when you're a police officer. And if that is true, and by the way, there is a picture on social media of the scene taken by a citizen standing on the sidewalk, I assume with a cell phone camera, which seems to show there was a gun at the man's feet while he was being attended to. So if these things are true, it seems to me that putting that out there would quell some of this. I don't understand the reluctance to do that. And apparently they're very reluctant to do it, saying, well, we're in the middle of an investigation. Well, you know what? The needs of calming that community are greater than the needs of that investigation, it seems to me. And I wish that they would do that. By the way, the governor has declared an emergency and said that the State Patrol and the National Guard are now going to be brought in to bring quiet to the streets of Charlotte.
And it certainly seems like a state of emergency applies when you consider how the scene was described by, again, Steve Harrigan of Fox News.
The police here are less prepared and less confident even than what we've seen in Ferguson. I'm seeing scenes here that the last time I've seen them were on the West Bank, the back and forth between Israelis and Palestinians with tear gas. That's what we're seeing here in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Also, media captured the moment when the civilian, again, I don't have all the information, they haven't released all the information as to whether it was in fact a protester or not, but someone, whether it was an innocent bystander or a protester, who, by the way, even if they're protesting, that doesn't mean they're not an innocent bystander, was shot. Here is the sound of these protesters as they face off against police officers. There you heard it. You heard the gunshot and you heard increased pandemonium. It was already pandemonium there for a while.
Wow.
The Charlotte Reporter, who covered the protest, said that they evacuated all of their crews from the area and they bugged out of there. And again, you heard the CNN reporter got physically assaulted. And also protesters confronted a CNN camera crew screaming, effing liars, effing liars. It was not a good night in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I just want to reiterate no leadership from the president.
And may I just say, on Steve Harrigan's part, I watched some of his coverage last night. Great coverage. And he's a brave guy. He's been in war zones. He knows what he's like when he talks about that. And it's not easy to walk in that environment with a camera and a light on you and to be as big a target as he is. He's, by the way, 6'8". He does stand out in a crowd. And so it takes a little bit of real chutzpah and bravery to go into a scene like that and bring back the pictures.
But is it good for them to be there? I mean, is it helping the situation by having all of the...
What's the alternative? Having no information? I think that would not be helpful at all either.
No, I didn't say that, of course.
Well, I mean, but you got to be there to get the information. You got to be there to get the pictures.
But do you need to go in and start engaging the crowd and start asking them and start debating and having the shouting
match? I want to know what's motivating these people.
Stuff.
I think that was very instructive.
I think it was helpful. I think the cameras become a magnet for people and they want to get on television. Mm-hmm. And so they act more hysterical and more outrageous than they would if there wasn't a camera right there on the sidewalk. I don't know if we're always best served. I'm not saying we don't need information. I'm saying why then become part of the story? Because last night, they did become part of the story, I think, because the protesters turned on them. Body slammed a CNN reporter. And you heard the exchange there with that woman. I mean, that exacerbates the story even more, does it not?
I know. To me, it's illustrative. It tells me what's going on and what the mindset is, and that's helpful for me to try to understand the story.
It's 7:15 now, WMAL. Oh, I just want to mention Diamond and Silk, big supporters of Donald Trump. They're going to be here at 8:05 specifically to talk about this situation, and you're not going to want to miss that. It's 7:15, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Fitting Traffic Center.
Larry, it's a big morning, start of a huge project for Beach Drive Rehab, and right now they have closed Beach Drive between Tilden Street and the Rock Creek Parkway. We've been trying to plan for this and thinking about our alternates, so watch and expect for extra volume on roads such as Connecticut Avenue, 14th Street, 16th Street, but again, avoiding that stretch of Beach Drive with the closure for the next 6 to 8 months. 270 southbound out of Frederick. Most of the way, I'm seeing delays just as you cross the Monocacy, so before you get to Urbana, off and on into Germantown, very little break, Gaithersburg and down to the Beltway. Once onto the Beltway, interloop into Bethesda, seeing delays around Port Connecticut Avenue. Had some rough milled surface there that could be the culprit. Outer loop slows around 95 to Georgia Avenue. Maryland 95 southbound near 216 had an earlier car fire, trying to recover there. Better news in the district. We have some slowdowns northbound 295, but rapidly clearing. So stick with 295 north past the exit for New York Avenue. That crash now out of the travel lanes. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a beautiful day today for the first day of fall. Sun and clouds mixed, high around 85 degrees, just warm and mild. Gotta love that. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, low 69. And then tomorrow, we'll have some clouds in the morning, but they'll burn off and we'll have mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow's high 88 degrees, so a great way to kick off autumn. Happy first day of autumn. It's 71 degrees right now. It's 7:18.
And joining us on the line right now, Tom Rogan, foreign policy writer for the National Review, senior fellow at the Steamboat Institute. Good morning to you, Tom. How are you?
Good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, listen, one of the things we wanted to talk to you about yesterday was a report that it was out there that ISIS may have used mustard gas against U.S. and Iraqi troops. What is the latest on that? And I thought that the use of weapons of mass destruction like mustard gas was something that was a red line beyond which the president would not tolerate.
Well, exactly. And I think, look, ISIS has been working for the last couple of years to try and access mustard gas, also chlorine, to be able to apply onto the battlefield. They've had some success. I had a piece back in February talking about how ISIS were trying to use that weapon, not simply in Iraq and Syria, but to try and use it as a weapon against the West in Europe, and also potentially against tourists in Morocco. There was a disrupted cell earlier in the year. But the real problem here, I think, as you suggest, is that the United States, because of that August 2013 decision by the president not to enforce his own stated will, there is no credibility. And it's not just ISIS using chemical weapons, of course. It's Assad still using them. And nothing happens, and we have the merry-go-round with the Russians playing us in Syria, And, you know, whatever anyone thinks about strategy, the basic premise of American power since the end of the Cold War, which I would say is credibility, has been fundamentally undercut by this president.
How serious is this threat? Because some of the tests turned out positive, some of the tests turned out negative for mustard gas. Well, how serious is this threat?
Well, I think it is serious in the sense that ISIS, we know they have those weapons, so to some degree it was only a matter of time before they applied it. The problem, I think, more, you know, because of the concentration, because of the U.S. military's capability to have chemical warfare suits, essentially, they can protect themselves and mitigate the threat to some degree. The problem more becomes the symbolism. For example, if ISIS was able to smuggle even a crude form of mustard gas or chlorine, which is, you know, relatively hard to do, but get it into Europe and let it out in a, you know, detonate a bomb in a city. And again, the casualties would, it probably wouldn't be that many people killed, but it would be the prestige they would gain and the attraction with new recruits and the inspiration for people like Omar Mateen, the Orlando attacker. You would see that spiraling again.
No, one question that I thought when I saw these headlines about the potential that ISIS used chemical weapons against our troops there was, where did they get them? Because I know that there were a lot of reports during the Iraq War that Saddam Hussein, during the buildup, had actually shipped a bunch of his chemical weapons across the border into Syria. Is there any indication as to where they might have obtained these weapons?
Well, I think they're constructing them crudely themselves. They have their, you know, it's something they've been working on. You know, they can, the chlorine, for example, one of the things that Al-Qaeda in Iraq, the ISIS precursor did, was to detonate chlorine, you know, essentially chemical chlorine in the form that commercial companies would use. They would detonate tanks of it in public places and cause sort of, you know, very significant irritation type injuries. But I think that the point here is there are some leftover mustard gas weapons from Saddam's regime, but the real thing here is their production capability. But in many ways, that's even more serious.
Yeah, more troubling, right, yeah.
Deliberate and concerted they are as an organization towards waging mass terror.
Tom, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning. Greatly appreciated.
Thank you very much.
It's 7:22 on WMAL.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
All right, great news here. Chamonix is giving you one last chance to get your free month of Genucel with your order today. That's right. This is the last time to try Genucel absolutely free. You've heard me raving about it for, gosh, over 2 years now about how great Genucel is at those bags under your eyes, the puffiness around your eyes. It's making you look older, making you look more tired than you are, and you got to get rid of them. And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. I've been using it, and I love it, and I always get great compliments about how I look because people hear that I'm using Genucel, and I always hear it. I'm sure we'll hear it at the Birchmere when we do the free speech forum. Hey, Larry, the Genucel's doing the trick. And it is. But listen to this now. Not only are you going to get that free month supply of Genucel with your order, but you're going to get this brand new fourth generation Esotique XV Collagen Builder product. Now, it hasn't even launched yet. It's about to launch, and it's going to blow your mind. It's absolutely free with your order. Basically, what Genucel does for your eyes, this stuff's going to do for your whole face. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Once Genucel is gone, it is gone. Call now, and shipping is free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Innova Network offers both? Innova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Innova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Innova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at innova.org/near you. Innova. Join the future of health.
Escape the congestion and noise. Why not choose to live in your own ideal place? We're the Ideal Living Resort and Retirement Expo. We know that where you live affects how you live. Find your ideal destination this weekend at the Expo. Come and compare more than 50 unique lifestyle communities from the Carolinas to Florida. Join us this weekend at the Ritz-Carlton Tysons Corner to find your ideal destination. Call 800-736-0321 or visit ideal-living.com for free admission.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
It's 7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, we had an earlier crash this morning in Dumfries. It's been cleared north on 95 and starting to really see the improvement past 234. However, that was there for so long. We had a lot of bailout traffic over to Route 1. Route 1, it's really where we want to avoid now. I know it's back and forth. Route 1 out of Triangle slows to get you past 234, and that's where we have a crash on the Route 1 side now. Beyond, let's go 95 Dale City to Woodbridge slow, and then as you come up to the Beltway into Annandale, hitting those brakes. 395 most of the way, Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Westbound freeway, the crash after the 3rd Street Tunnel as you come up to the 14th Street Bridge that had initially been in the center of the road. For 270, just a lot of heavy volume right now. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound and Laurel near 197. That crash, you're trying to get that to the shoulder. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross and help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Breaks in the overcast with clouds mixing in at times as we go through this morning. Sun and clouds throughout the day, and we stay fairly mild, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 727. It's a beautiful day. It's September 22nd. That means it's the autumnal equinox. Doesn't that mean that this is like equal parts 12 hours, 12 hours, or it's supposed to be?
At 10:21 today, that's the moment that the day will be divided equally in half, day and night.
That's the astronomical explanation. Mm-hmm. But to me, this means that this is the first day of the greatest season that we get to enjoy every year, and that is autumn, fall, depending on where you are in the country. Yeah. It really is the best time of year, and I'm very excited about it. This is great, although we're having a summer date today.
Yeah, it's going to be tomorrow. I love this time of year. I really do. I mean, I grew up in a place where there weren't trees. In fact, there's a little town not far from my hometown of Odessa called No Trees.
Wait a minute. Are you from Texas?
I am from Texas.
I had no idea.
And No Trees has no trees. And so when I came to the East Coast, one of the things I really love is how beautiful it is here in the fall. And I continue to love it.
Yep. So enjoy your first day of autumn and the rest of this great season, which will lead us right to Christmas. It's 728.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who was the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Coming up on WMAL, will the commissioner of the IRS be impeached? Did he have anything to say on his behalf to keep that from happening? We'll ask Representative Jim Jordan, who attended and participated in the hearings yesterday, featuring that man. That's coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Charlotte remains on edge this morning following a second night of violent protests over the fatal police shooting of a black man on Tuesday.
We're going on about 5 hours now that a semblance of normalcy has returned to the streets of downtown Charlotte. What started as a peaceful protest quickly turned into violence. And while demonstrators have dispersed, police are anticipating another round of protests tonight. Adding to the anger here among demonstrators is what they say is a lack of transparency. Police and dash cam footage have not been released. Demonstrators want that video to be released. However, police say it's part of the investigation.
Correspondent Nick Valencia. North Carolina's governor has declared a state of emergency and has called in the National Guard. In Tulsa, meanwhile, it's now been nearly a week since an unarmed black man was killed by a white police officer.
The reaction to this shooting here has been passionate but peaceful. About 1,000 people gathered last night for an interfaith vigil. They linked arms, they sang, they spoke out and expressed anger and frustration.
Correspondent Anna Cabrera. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are blaming each other for spoiling Syria's ceasefire. Meanwhile, the nation's top military officials are expected to face sharp questions today from Republicans, angry that the Obama administration is not taking more aggressive steps to end the Syrian civil war. A federal appeals court hears arguments today on Virginia's voter ID law. Democrats are challenging the 2013 law, saying Republicans passed it in response to shifting demographics in the state that helped Barack Obama win Virginia in back-to-back elections. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,294, the Nasdaq at 52.95. Sports: Max Scherzer picks up his 18th win as the Nationals beat the Marlins. The Orioles lose their third straight to Boston. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
They call all day long.
3:30 in the morning, waking me up out of a sound sleep.
And attempts to block them are basically useless.
There's nothing we can do.
Robocalls getting worse in our area. Seven on Your Side finds out why.
Congratulations.
Thursday on ABC. ABC 7 News at 11.
Pop the bubbly.
Let's go!
Tonight, ABC Thursday is back.
Say it to yourself until you believe it.
Not only is it the season premiere of Grey's Anatomy and How to Get Away with Murder, but it's also the series premiere of your next obsession-worthy drama, Notorious.
The show's already trending.
When it comes to sensational headlines, his clients make them, her team breaks them.
I can make the whole country care.
Sounds like good TV to me.
Let's go!
Let the drama begin.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11, On Your Side. Seven on Your Side. Four little words that pack a big punch, that protect you from ripoffs, that spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words, Seven on Your Side.
Here's Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air.
Football season is the best season of the year. If you had to put a number on the jersey to my team, it'd all be the same. Lucky number 7.
Okay, why lucky number 7, Dave?
Because my stand-up guys at Snell, they're available 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week.
Even on game day?
Especially on game day. Whether you prefer the pro game or college, don't let repairs to your home comfort system keep you away from the action on Saturdays or Sundays. No delay of game here.
So, a stand-up guy from Snell is available to tackle my furnace problems 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
7 days a week. It's all part of our winning strategy here at Snell Heating and Air.
Sounds like a home team I can really cheer for. Say, how many football references are we going to fit into one commercial?
If we score 7, we get to go to Disney World.
Really?
Nah, not really. Just kidding.
The stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air are available 7-7-7. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. Just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novec's energy efficiency game plan into action. Let's do this. Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novec's online energy playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novec's winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novec.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
Don't buy a new home without New Homes Guide, the area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. You'll see every new home community out there, so you won't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at any Harris Teeter store and newhomesguide.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 inside the Beltway. Just be alert. We have an unusual westbound delay because of a crash. Westbound on 66 as you head in through Falls Church. I had one lane blocked before you get to Lee Highway. Eastbound heavy to get by with the rubbernecking. Outside of the Beltway, the normal volume through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward the Vienna Metro. Earlier crash in Dumfries cleared. 95, we've eased out those delays through Dumfries. Very slow, though. Still Stafford to Aquia, across the Occoquan, and now as you come up to the Beltway. Route 1 in Dumfries. We had the crash northbound Route 1, north of 234, and trying to recover there. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, it's been a challenging morning. Northbound, the earlier crash, though, north of 50. This is inside the Beltway, north of the exit for New York, Kenilworth Avenue. That has been cleared. So those delays have eased, and the second crash northbound near 197 north of the Beltway. That, too, you should find your travel lanes open, but very slow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Breaks in the overcast with clouds mixing in at times as we go through this morning. Sun and clouds throughout the day, and we stay fairly mild, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 64 in Manassas, 61 in Germantown, 69 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by New Homes Guide. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. It's 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning. Listen, you don't want to miss it. Diamond and Silk, always entertaining. Larry is really excited. He likes this Diamond and Silk.
All be excited.
Yeah, they're big Trump supporters, but they also will have some things to say about the protests in Charlotte that have been ongoing. And then at 8:35, we'll talk to Jake Tapper of CNN. And there's a story about a beaver that you're just not going to believe in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
IRS Commissioner John Koskinen finally showed up to give testimony before Republicans yesterday, and he was trying to stave off calls for his impeachment. Well, did he do the job? Did he get it done? Did he quell any concerns about his role there with regard to the cover-up after the Lois Lerner fiasco? Well, listen to this exchange with Jim Jordan, and maybe you'll get the picture.
These backup tapes that have survived for 2 years suddenly get destroyed. And we're supposed to believe that's just a coincidence? That just happened by chance?
The Inspector General spent a year looking into exactly that subject and came up with the conclusion after interviewing over 50 witnesses that that was totally a mistake by two employees on the midnight shift in Martinsburg.
Okay. Well, let me read one other statement to you again from the Articles of Impeachment. This is on page 3, Article 2. On June 20th, 2014, Commissioner Koskinen testified, quote, "Since the start of this investigation, every email has been preserved, nothing has been lost, nothing has been destroyed." Is that statement true, Mr. Koskinen?
At the time, that was what I had been informed, what I believed. A year later, or
It could not have been true at the time, because date is June 20th, 2014.
That's
and
correct.
You just told me on March 4th, the first question I ask you, on March 4th, 3 months before that, March 4th, 2014, that the IRS had destroyed 422 backup tapes.
That's correct.
So how is this statement true that you made under oath to a congressional committee?
Yeah, joining us right now is Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, also chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. Thanks for joining us, Congressman.
You bet. Good to be with you.
Yeah, so let me just ask you, straightforward. Under Mr. Koskinen's leadership, did the IRS destroy evidence that Congress had subpoenaed, and then did he lie about it?
Yes, he destroyed the evidence, 422 backup tapes, as you point out, under subpoena, actually under two subpoenas, and three orders to preserve. So they did that. And what's interesting about the timeline is they destroyed the tapes just 1 month after they learned the primary source had problems. In other words, February 2nd, Kate Duvall, counselor to the commissioner, brought in to help with this investigation to provide documents. She's brought in. She learns that Lerner's hard drive had crashed and emails are missing. So the primary source has got problems. And 1 month later, the secondary source, the backup tapes, are destroyed. And Mr. Koskinen says that's just a chance, just coincidence, doesn't really, just a bureaucratic snafu in the midnight shift in Martinsburg. That's hard to believe when this was such a high-profile case and everyone in the country knew what the IRS had done and that there was an investigation going forward. And then he comes to Congress and says, I didn't know, so at the time I wasn't lying to you when I said that nothing has been lost, nothing has been destroyed. But obviously that was a false statement.
Well, it was hard drives were destroyed, and then they told us, well, the tapes don't exist. We don't have them.
Yeah.
And then the IG, the Inspector General, found them in about 10 minutes, but by the time he got around to looking, a great number of them had been destroyed by these two people who worked in Martinsburg, Virginia on the midnight shift. I'm curious, what happened to those two people?
Nothing, yeah. He wouldn't give us the names, but we've talked to the supervisors of those folks in the deposition that the Oversight Committee had done in a while back, but he wouldn't tell us their names. But no discipline's been handed out. The only people who've ever been, quote, disciplined are the ones who were initially there when the targeting started and it was first reported by the Inspector General. People like Doug Shulman had to leave as commissioner. Lois Lerner has left the IRS, although she's still getting her pension. So this is the biggest problem. The Americans now, there's this double standard. There's one standard for you and me and us regular folks, and there's a different one for the politically connected. If your name is Lerner or Koskinen or Clinton, you get away with things no one else gets away with, and that's not supposed to be how it works in this country. It's supposed to be equal treatment under the law.
How, as a member of the House Oversight Committee, isn't it your right to know the names of these federal employees? And why, what do you mean he won't give you the names?
He didn't yesterday. We will find that out. During the deposition and during the investigation, what the Inspector General did, and I don't have the names to my fingers here, but we talked to the folks who were the supervisors of the technical part of the IRS, the folks who handle this kind of thing. But the fact is, they destroyed backup tapes that were under subpoena.
Right.
And these tapes survived. They were supposed to be destroyed in 2012 as part of the regular process. They've somehow survived, and they're still there. And then 1 month after you learn that the emails are missing,
right,
you destroy the secondary, the backup tapes.
And, of course, Congress has the right to question these employees and say, okay, well, did someone tell you to do this? Really, was it? Yeah. So let me ask you this. I got to say, the IRS is probably the least popular part of the federal government, I've got to think. And this guy does not come across as a very credible person. The Democrats on the Oversight Committee, they took this opportunity to pile on a little bit too, right, so they can get to the truth. They weren't defending this man, were they?
Well, they sure were. And when they weren't talking about Donald Trump, they were defending Mr. Koskinen. You know,
Wait. In the House Oversight Committee, talking to the IRS Commissioner, John Koskinen, specifically about his actions after the Lois Lerner scandal, they were talking about Donald Trump?
Yeah, yesterday spent a lot of time talking about Trump and him not releasing his tax return.
Oh, man.
Imagine that. But here's the other big takeaway in my mind. They're still doing it. The United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia just ruled last month, August 5th of last month, that they're still targeting, as evidenced by the fact there are still groups waiting for their tax-exempt status.
Yeah.
And they're in litigation, and the IRS says, oh, because they're in litigation, we're not going to make a decision. And the court said, we're not buying that argument. Just because they had to go to court to get their rights, that doesn't mean you can forego granting them what they deserve under the Constitution and granting them their tax exempt status. So even today, the IRS is still targeting conservative groups. Not my words, not Donald Trump's words, not the Freedom Caucus words, This is straight from the District Court of Appeal.
All right, so time is running out, but very quickly. So what happens next? Do you actually go forward with the articles of impeachment?
What I hope is we get a vote in the committee. I think we could win a vote in the committee. And if we can prevail in the committee, then I think it gives us a great chance on the House floor to actually impeach Mr. Costin. So the goal is let's get the vote called up in committee. I think there are the votes there to actually move to impeach Mr. Costin, and then we can take it to the House floor and keep this process moving.
All right, Representative Jim Jordan, thank you so much.
You bet. Take care, guys.
We've been on this story from day one, and we'll continue to follow it, and we do appreciate congressmen like Jim Jordan jumping in here and letting us know the latest. It's not going away. We won't let it go away. 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here come the commuters around the Capitol Beltway in Bethesda. Very slow. I just spoke with the police, fire and rescue. They said, nope, nothing reported there. It looks like congestion and sun glare. In the interloop, as you pass Old Georgetown Road, get ready, and that takes you around toward George Avenue, and as you come off of 270. On the top side, from 95 to George Avenue, the typical stop and go. Baltimore, Washington Parkway were bunched up each direction, and Laurel had the northbound crash near 197. On 29 through Columbia, southbound bogs down to get past 32. Do watch, they were seeing if there was anything in the roadway there. Westbound freeway, as you head past the 3rd Street Tunnel to the 14th Street Bridge, DDOT crews say they just about have everything wrapped up with the crash there, but very slow. 295, you get jammed solid with that crash. And in Arlington on 66 westbound, plan for extra time. Let me give you a heads up here. We have a crash 66 west after Glebe Road with only one lane open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thursday weather map, this first day of fall, features low pressure spinning south, fall arriving at 1021 this morning, and it's going to feel more like summer. 85 this afternoon, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Tonight, warm, 69. Tomorrow, increasing amounts of sunshine after morning clouds. Still warm, 88. Finally cooler by the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 70 degrees in your nation's capital, 746.
No, Larry, you know, when I go out and I talk to people and they talk about the show and they talk about WMAL, one of the things they always ask me, and I know you get this in reverse, what's that Larry O'Connor really like? Yeah, I get that.
No, they ask me the same question, actually.
Oh, they ask, what are you really like? And what's that Chris Plant really like in person, you know? And people wonder, and they want to know. Well, here's an opportunity for you to join us. I'll be there. Larry O'Connor will be there. Chris Plant will be there at the WMAL Free Speech Forum at the Birchmere, October 1st. Tickets are still available. If you want to learn more about how you get tickets, go to WMAL.com/Free Speech Forum. Show starts at 6. Program starts at 7:30. We'll meet and greet afterwards. Now you say Brian and Larry and Chris Plant. Well, that's pretty good. Gee, could there be something else we could add? You're simply the best. Well, what if I told you that in addition to me, Larry, and Chris, Mark Levin was going to be there? Well, then, you know, there you got something, right?
Oh, I think that's going to be fantastic. We did this back in April. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It was incredibly successful, the WMAL Free Speech Forum over there at the Birchmere. And I got to say, the Birchmere has a great kitchen, great food.
Yep.
The whole place is set up. You know, it's not set up. It's not a, if you've never been there, it's not a theater with just seats. It's tables. And you eat dinner. You get there, you get a menu, you get a waitress, mm-hmm. you get your wine, and you order your meal. And then we're going to come out there. I guess we're the dinner show.
Are we? Yeah. I guess we are.
Last time I did dinner theater was Hello Dolly at Sebastian's West Dinner Theater in San Clemente, California. I was Barnaby. If you buy me a couple of drinks, I'll do a quick number from Hello Dolly.
Oh, my gosh. No, please, don't do that. Don't do that. Well, yeah, it is first come, first serve, and good food.
I still remember the
good drink. And, of course, it's fun hanging with Mark Levin. We don't get to see him face-to-face often when we work the morning shift here at WMAL, but it's good to be with him. Yeah. And you'll enjoy the interaction. Look, we'll talk politics, of course, because it's, you know, it's going to be a few days before the election. What, 5 weeks?
About
I think
4 weeks. Five weeks.
Yeah, and then we'll do that, and then we'll talk about a whole host.
We talk about everything. As always, yeah. And you get to hear all of us, and it's pretty fun to see us interacting with each other too. Yeah. The four of us at the same time. I think we take your questions, and then afterwards we're going to do that meet and greet with the drink in hand. And you know what? It's just fun at this time, given these trying times and how polarizing it is. It's fun to be in one big room having fun with a bunch of people that all have something in common. Mm-hmm. You have us in common.
Yeah.
And so we look forward to seeing you there October 1st.
I like the grip and grin. Those are fun. You get to grip and grin.
Gripping grin.
What are you referring to?
That's
exactly?
What they. That's when you take your picture, you shake their hand, and then you take the picture. It's called a grip and grin.
Oh, I.
That's the Washington term for it, Larry. Please.
Very different. Yeah. 7:49 on WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. I bet you're thinking there while you're driving your current automobile, gee, Larry, how can a dealership as celebrated as Ted Britt, and they are celebrated. In fact, they've been around for 57 years. They're fantastic. But how do they give me confidence? Well, I'm glad you asked yourself that question. Let me answer it for you. They've got this program, Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees that your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes with standard lifetime vehicle coverage on every new and even the pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So there you go. Confidence in the car that you get from Ted Britt. You're also going to love the deals they give you. Over at Ted Britt, you'll find the best deals in the area. Over $1,200, excuse me, over 1,200 vehicles in stock with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition. They've got Chevys. They've got Ford. They've got Lincolns. They've got Harley Davidsons, too. Get your hog at Ted Britt. Why don't you schedule your next service with them? You can see what kind of great service you'll get and visit one of their 9 great locations or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Not feeling well? Undiagnosed symptoms? Something just doesn't feel right? It's probably not in your head. Dozens of people who've been worried and feel just like you do have had a virtual physical and uncovered the reason behind their symptoms. The 10-minute procedure revealed the inside story, ranging from perfect health, some in need of minor procedures, and some have literally saved lives. Be your own health advocate and schedule now at virtualphysical.com.
It's 7:53. That means it's time to check in on your money with the CNBC News Desk. Courtney Reagan, she always has the answers. Hey, Courtney.
Hi, good morning. Well, the Fed rally will continue for a second day. The Dow could add another 55 points to its total when trading begins this morning. The country's largest health insurer will stop covering several brand name drugs. United Healthcare will change reimbursement terms for long-lasting insulins like Lantus as it steers customers to lower-priced options. Walmart will have to face a class action lawsuit over alleged bribery charges in Mexico. That suit accuses Walmart of defrauding investors. Yahoo is expected to confirm that it was hacked this summer and that info was stolen from as many as 200 million users. Nike will start selling its self-lacing sneakers at Thanksgiving. The shoes were inspired by the ones Marty McFly wore in the movie Back to the Future 2. And Pokemon Go is no longer the best-selling app on Apple. After 74 days at the top, Pokemon was dethroned by the battle game Clash Royale. Thanks to an update last week, the game's revenues almost tripled. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
So, the kids are back to school. How about getting your house back to clean? You can do it with Zero Res. Zero Res, that's the company I use to clean my carpets. They're ready to help you. They left my carpets looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. And if you clean your carpets now, that clean is going to last through the holidays. Zero Res is just that good. You know, Zero Res always guarantees their work because, well, they're a local family-owned business. Yeah, that's right. Luis and his crew, they're the best. In fact, he's been out to my house a couple of times, and he has nothing but great things to say about all of you whenever you call in and say that you're a WMAL listener. And by the way, Luis is also a WMAL listener. So is his wife, who runs the office back there. And they cover the entire Washington metro area, and they really do treat you like they're your friends, not just customers. And they do such a great job with the Zero Res cleaning, the stains, the pet accidents, the dirt, the allergens, the contaminants, the pet fur. It's all going to be removed. Call Zero Res, ask for the WMAL special. They're going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $49 a room. Minimum supply. Call them 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
755 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, did you hear? We have a crash 66 westbound. This will be inside the Beltway, but it's giving our commuters real big delays here. Coming, say, out of the Roslyn Tunnel west on 66. You're not used to this. The crash after Glebe Road, one lane only, still getting by the scene of the accident. Also in Arlington, Lee Highway, we have a little bit of a situation with an accident on 29 Lee Highway near North George Mason Drive. You're under police direction. The eastbound 66 trip into Arlington, you're rubbernecking at the westbound crash and the sun glare. Sun glare catching a lot of us coming in from the west, coming around the Beltway and through Bethesda as you come around from 270 and passing Connecticut Avenue. It's really a little bit blinding. Same story in College Park and all arteries that face that sun. 270 planned for about an hour trip right now out of Clarksburg on down to the Beltway with the heavy stop and go. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Breaks in the overcast with clouds mixing in at times as we go through this morning. Sun and clouds throughout the day, and we stay fairly mild, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 70 degrees at 7:57.
Today, not only are you at risk of losing money on your bank deposits, but now the dollar itself is falling in value thanks to America's good-for-nothing Federal Reserve. Yes, Savage Nation, today we all face big government's secret war on cash, where you could be considered a criminal simply by withdrawing your own cash, savings, or retirement. You heard me right. Your own cash is the government's next target. Protect your economic freedom and privacy. You must read The Secret War from Swiss America, which offers banking and money safety tips that the government doesn't want you to know. Call 800-289-2646 right now. Protect yourself. 800-289-2646 right now. Or visit secretwaroncash.com. Don't let the government rob you blind. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. I, Michael Savage, say that now is the time to save your savings while you still can. Call 800-289-2646 right now. SecretWarOnCash.com.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000.
or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
This is Sonny Jurgensen. Got a confession to make. I let my wife drag me to one of those Mike Collins estate planning seminars. Like I don't have enough on my plate with a certain football team. Actually, it wasn't too bad. In fact, we both learned a whole lot about how to protect our kids and grandkids down the road and to take care of ourselves right now. So if you get one of Mike's invitations in the mail, go. I'm glad I did. Get all the information and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, we're going to be joined by Jake Tapper of CNN, and beware of boot-biting beavers.
And coming up next, Diamond and Silk, those YouTube sensations who made such a splash for supporting Donald Trump. They're now regulars at his rallies. They'll be our guests, and we've got plenty to talk about. Wake the kids.